And 71 degrees with a near 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Nashville will host the Super Bowl in 2030. Officials around the city are elated. Dina Ivey is in the business of tourism. She's the president and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation, and she is thinking globally.
I'm most excited about the Super Bowl coming to Nashville in 2030 because it'll put our city on an international stage. With 147 million viewers, 200 countries, we couldn't buy that kind of exposure.
Officials are trying to grow the international market for the city, and she says the broadcast has the potential to bring in tourists and new businesses. The NFL was drawn to Nashville because they'll be able to match the city's musical identity with the identity of the big game. Ivy says the branding for the Super Bowl will be based on the neon lights of Broadway. Another factor that officials say helped Nashville's bid was its success with the NFL draft in 2019. At the time, the league estimated attendance at a draft record 600,000 people. Two Tennessee men pleaded guilty to Clean Water Act violations. That's from an announcement by the Department of Justice yesterday. An investigation found they illegally dumped sewage into Nashville's wastewater system. Prosecutors say the case should, quote, send a message about the seriousness of the violations. The men were working together for the waste hauling company OnSite Environmental when they reportedly told employees to skip required water treatment processes in 2022 and 2023. They also told co-workers to tamper with monitoring devices to cover it up. The company already admitted to problems and paid a fine over $500,000. Metro has also brought legal action and recouped hundreds of thousands more. The city says it also had to make repairs because of OnSite Environmental. The two employees, David Stark and Caleb Randall, await sentencing in August and face potential prison time and fines. Wilson County Schools has picked one of the district's veteran administrators to be its new director of schools. For the past 4 years, Travis Mayfield has been deputy director of operations. Before that, he was principal of Wilson Central High School. Current director Jeff Luttrell is retiring at the end of June. The Board of Education considered a dozen applications and interviewed five candidates in the search for Luttrell's successor. Well, there's a new state park in Warren County called Cardwell Mountain State Archaeological Park. It sits above the Cumberland Caverns cave system. And that system is one of the longest in the state, with 27 passable miles. The park will span roughly 534 acres across the county and honor evidence of Native American life, including a 1,000-year-old 15-foot earthen monument. It will also honor the history of the Cardwell family, who established a homestead on the site in 1826. Once the park opens, it will be available for tourists to explore trails and an education center to learn about the area's history. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.